Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Johnny D, what can I do for you?
I had a love story for you, if you'd like to hear it.
I'd love to hear it.
I'd like to tell you a story about the most beautiful woman in the world. She is the envy of all men. She is my best friend and my companion. She is as much my confidant and my refuge in this world as she is my soulmate and my lover. Her beauty, empathy, intelligence, and compassion puts her above all others. And I'm humbled in her presence and lay helpless in her arms. One day I will find her. That day will be the best day of my life. And every day until then, my worst. Love is not fiction, not a fleeting pipe dream of hopeless romantics. It's a real word that should be screamed from mountaintops.
So you're looking for this true love, this sun in your sky.
Yeah, something that's always on my mind. You know, I'm a single 39-year-old guy and just kind of looking around. And
I got to ask, are you as good looking as I'm guessing you are?
I do all right, you know.
Okay, so you're good looking, you're romantic, you're a writer, you've got all this love in your heart. Whenever God brings her to you, she's going to be one really lucky lady.
Well, you know, on top of that, I'm a chef, too.
And he cooks.
Absolutely.
All right. God bless you, sweetie.
Thank you, Delilah. Have a good night.
I've got to take a little time. A little time.
time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. This mountain I must climb feels like a world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain.
I only got one thing on my mind. You got me stuck on the thought of you. You're making me. freeway at night. I only got one thing in the back of my mind. I'm feeling like this might be my time to shine with you, with you, with you. I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. I only got one thing on my mind. You got me stuck on the thought of you. You're making me feel brand new. You're more than a sunshine in my eyes. La da la da da la da da. La da 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 da.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma reads, Dear Delilah, about a year and a half ago, I met the nicest, kindest man after I had just been dumped and I was left heartbroken. I truly felt he was the one for me. I could be myself around him, and we liked to travel together, do fun things on weekends. I felt I'd met someone truly special. Then I started having issues with his family. They were very demanding of our time. I wanted to spend time with him myself, more than they were willing to share. It became a major source of tension in our relationship, and we ended up breaking it off. It's been 3 months since he and I last spoke, and I miss him. I wish I could have communicated better, that I just needed some time away from his family. I want a life with him, just not with them. I hope we can reconnect somehow. I hope he can forgive me. What should I do? From Brooke. Brooke, I will have my Mama Delilah words for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST. Hey, business owners. Only you know who you need to best keep things moving, but that doesn't mean you have to find candidates all on your own. You need Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. With Indeed's virtual interview tool, you can seamlessly schedule and conduct interviews right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Easy Cater presents, We've Got Your Back, Up Singers.
Backing you up.
So I order food on Easy Cater for a meeting with a new client in Jackson.
Gotta feed clients in Jackson.
On my way to the airport, it hits me. The client is actually in Jacksonville.
Feed clients in Jacksonville.
Oopsies. So I call Easy Cater. Nina picks up right away.
Gotta fix it for you.
She called me right back and said, you're all set.
Nina fixed the Jackson accident.
Jacksident? Easy Cater has your back with 24/7 support. Order at EasyCater.com and know.
We got your back.
The hit true crime podcast, Paper Ghosts, is back with a haunting mystery in the shadows of the Ozarks. Season 4 unravels a darkly intriguing cold case from 1989 as a community continues to search for answers about a missing girl, various suspects, and a potential connection to BTK.
It's gone from, okay, we don't think something's quite right, to there's some worry going on now because now we've found some of her clothing.
Listen to Paper Ghosts wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's helping our homeless veterans and our nation to never forget 9/11? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. More than 95 cents of every dollar donated to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST.
The truth is plain to see. She was sent to rescue me. I see who I wanna be in my daughter's eyes. In my daughter's eyes, everyone is equal. Darkness turns to light, and the world is at peace. This miracle God gave to me gives me strength when I'm weak. I find reason to believe in my daughter's eyes. And when she wraps her hand around my finger, heart puts a smile in my heart. Everything becomes a little clearer. I realize what life is all about. It's hanging on when your heart has had enough. It's giving more when you feel like giving up. I've seen the light, it's in my daughter's eyes. In my daughter's eyes, I can see the future. A reflection of who I am and what will be. And though she'll grow and someday leave, maybe raise a family, when I'm gone, I hope you'll see how happy she made me. For I'll be there in my dark.
I deal with a lot of criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
If you have a friend that's moved out of the country, or a loved one in the armed forces who's missing home right now, you can let them know that they can listen to KZST live on the internet right now. It's as easy as clicking on kzst.com. Being away from home just got a little bit easier. Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Faking a smile with the coffee to go. 'Cause you had a bad day.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Brooke, who started dating a man, fell in love with him, and soon realized she was actually dating his family because he never had time away from them just to spend one-on-one with her. Brooke, you don't give me enough details here to figure out what you mean by his family. Are you talking about it? Was he a single dad with children? Or was he a young man who still lives at home and shares his life with mom and dad? I don't know what you mean by his family. And you don't say how old you are or how old he is. So I really need those details in order to answer your question. Can you reconnect? I don't know if you can reconnect. If by family, his family, you mean he's got children, then no, you will not have time to yourself with him if he has children, young children, that need his attention. If they're under 16, 17, 18, you're not going to get a lot of alone time with dad. If by his family you mean his parents or siblings, then the problem isn't them. The problem is him being unwilling to sort of disconnect from them and be committed to you. And if he doesn't want to do that or is unwilling to do that, there is nothing you can do. So if I were you, I would ask if we could sit down and have a conversation, put your cards on the table, say, I really love you. I would like to reconnect if we can and have a relationship, but I need some time with you that doesn't involve your family members. And again, if by family you're talking about minor children, then that's not going to happen. If by family members you're talking siblings or mom and dad, that can only happen if he wants that to happen. And if he doesn't want that to happen, you don't want to be with him, because that's a boy that refuses to grow into a man. So my best advice would be to communicate openly and honestly.
I know there's something in the wake of your smile. I get a notion from the look in your eyes. Yeah, you've built a love, but that love falls apart. A little piece of heaven turns to dark. Listen to your heart when he's calling.
To mention.
Welcome to the softer side of Sonoma County. Night times on KZST.